KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City 91.3, KANQ Chanute 90.3, and online all the time at kansaspublicradio.org. Up next on Morning Edition, the latest news from NPR and from the KPR newsroom, including a complete look at your KPR weather forecast at 6 o'clock.
Draft abstained from the vote. Michelle Kellerman, NPR News, the State Department.
You're listening to NPR.
For KPR News, I'm Matthew Algio. A man from Uzbekistan has been arrested in Kansas for allegedly belonging to a terrorist organization in his home country. The Department of Homeland Security announced the arrest on Monday, but offered scant details. In a press release, DHS says the 31-year-old man is a, quote, criminal illegal alien. DHS says he was arrested in Kansas, but gives no precise location. Uzbekistan is an authoritarian state in Central Asia, widely criticized for human rights abuses. Many Kansans who purchase health insurance through the Affordable Care Act marketplace are seeing big premium increases. That's because federal tax credits are set to expire at the end of the year. Beck Shackelford Wanganga reports.
Around 200,000 Kansans use the ACA marketplace. Whether or not to extend the premium subsidies was at the center of the government shutdown. Lawmakers haven't yet made plans to extend them. Meg Hereford, owner of Lady Bird Diner in Lawrence, says she expected coverage costs for her and her husband to double for 2026. She says instead it quadrupled. Hereford says the health of her small business depends on her health.
I think, you know, I'm one of many, many small business owners who's probably having this conversation right now. Like, what are we going to do?
Hereford says she's hopeful the tax credit will be extended in time, but for now, she plans on going without insurance. For the Kansas News Service, I'm Beck Shackelford Wanganga.
Term-limited Kansas Governor Laura Kelly has endorsed State Senator and fellow Democrat Ethan Corson in his campaign to succeed her. Kelly praised Corson when he launched his campaign in July, but had previously stopped short of endorsing anyone. In a campaign video, Kelly says Corson shares the bipartisan appeal that has allowed her to win and retain the governorship.
Ethan is a true middle-of-the-road candidate who will attract that same broad base of support that is necessary to win, but also to then govern effectively.
State Senator Cindy Holscher and Marty Tooley are also seeking the Democratic nomination. Nine candidates have filed in the Republican primary. A new poll finds most residents of Overland Park and Leawood don't want to see the Kansas City Chiefs or Royals move into their communities. Those two cities have been mentioned as possible sites for new stadiums for the teams. The poll commissioned by the Sentinel and conducted by Survey USA found 53% of respondents favored the Royals either staying at the Truman Sports Complex or moving to downtown Kansas City. Half of those surveyed said the Chiefs should stay at Arrowhead Stadium. 26% prefer to move to Western Wyandotte County. College basketball, K-State men defeated Tulsa last night. Close one, 84-83. Weather forecast for today, patchy morning fog, otherwise sunny skies with high temperatures this afternoon. Near 64 degrees. Right now in Lawrence, it's mostly clear, 49 degrees. This is Morning Edition on KPR. The time is 6:07.
Support for In Boots and Chicago the Musical. Details are at lead.ku.edu.
Good morning. You're listening to Morning Edition on Kansas Public Radio. Thanks for joining us. Coming up in the next half hour, rural residents in Kansas not only struggle to find health care, but afterwards struggle to afford it. That has led to hospitals suing more patients over unpaid bills, often for small amounts of money.
They definitely go about it kind of more like a bully than like a neighbor.
Coming up in about 20 minutes on Morning Edition, we'll hear more about why rural hospitals routinely sue their patients.
Support for KPR comes from the Yoga Center of Lawrence, offering gift cards this holiday season for all classes, including an unlimited two-week pass for new students or a Yoga Basic Series for new students. Gift cards at yogacenteroflawrence.org.
Patchy morning fog, otherwise sunny skies today with a high this afternoon near 64 degrees. Right now in Lawrence, partly cloudy, 51. Topeka, mostly clear, 48. Manhattan, clear and 45 degrees.
I'm Tim Franks, host of BBC NewsHour. Coming up today, the boss of Google on the dangers of an AI stock market bubble, a major UN vote on Gaza, China's banks on the prowl, and spice warnings in restaurants.
BBC NewsHour begins at 9 o'clock, right after Morning Edition, on KPR2. It's 6:21.
Support for
more truck drivers. Could updates to trucks, like cameras and driver assist technology, make long hauls more comfortable and keep drivers around for longer?
I would say that this truck's easier to drive than most cars nowadays.
I'm Scott Detrow. We lift up the hood on the future of trucking on All Things Considered from NPR News.
Tune in to All Things Considered. It begins at 3 o'clock this afternoon with your host, Laura Lorson, right here on Kansas Public Radio. Up next on KPR's Morning Edition, the latest news from NPR. And from the KPR newsroom, weather forecast for today, patchy morning fog, otherwise sunny skies with a high near 64 degrees. That's about 10 degrees above average for this date. Tonight, increasing clouds with a low around 39. More details coming up. It's 6:30.
Isolation for the last 7 years.
It is his first time back in Washington since 2018 when that Saudi critic and Washington Post columnist Jamal Khashoggi was killed by the prince's aides in an operation that the CIA says he approved. The crown prince, also known as MBS, has denied that. And there is a continued clampdown on perceived critics in the kingdom, including travel bans that are still imposed on women's rights activists. But he is a popular leader among young Saudis.
President Biden met with the Saudi crown prince in 2022 during a broader trip to the Middle East. This is NPR News.
For KPR News, I'm Matthew Algio. The victim in a Topeka hit-and-run on Saturday has died, and a suspect who's been arrested now faces charges of involuntary manslaughter. Police say the incident occurred around 6 p.m. at the intersection of Northwest Topeka Boulevard and Paramore Street, where a vehicle struck a pedestrian. Police subsequently identified the driver as 18-year-old Sultan Y. Andemichael. WIBW-TV reports he has been booked into the Shawnee County Jail. Owners of the Arabia Steamboat Museum hope to find a new home for their collection after it leaves Kansas City's River Market next year. As Jody Fortino reports, a spot in eastern Kansas is being considered.
The Museum of Artifacts from the sunken 1850 steamboat has been in Kansas City for more than 30 years. Owners say November 13, 2026 will be its last day after the city said it wanted to redevelop the area. David Hawley is the museum's owner. He says they're exploring options in Marshall Junction, Missouri, and Leavenworth, Kansas.
To be able to find a new home with actually not only a larger parking, but more places to put the artifacts where we have more artifacts that we can display.
Hawley has also located the Malta, a steamboat that sank in 1841. He wants to salvage the boat and add it to the Arabia collection. I'm Jody Fortino.
The Lawrence School District says enrollment fell by 2% this school year, but district officials say there will be no school closures for the time being. The Lawrence Times reports the decline is attributed to a falling birth rate, an increasing cost of living, and a shortage of housing. The new enrollment figures were presented to the Lawrence School Board on Monday. Total enrollment stands at 10,148 students. Weather forecast for today, some patchy morning fog, otherwise a nice day. Sunny skies with highs this afternoon near 64 degrees. Light west wind becoming northwest at 5 to 10 miles an hour later this morning. Tonight, increasing clouds with a low around 39. Tomorrow, another nice day. Patchy morning fog, otherwise partly sunny with highs tomorrow near 62 degrees. Looking ahead to later in the week, Thursday, there's a 40% chance of showers. Friday, a 70% chance of showers. Weekend, though, looks nice. Mostly sunny on Saturday with a high near 57. Sunday, sunny with a high near 60. Right now in Lawrence, partly cloudy skies, 51 degrees at 6:34.
Support for NPR comes from this station and from Charles Schwab. offering investors choices like full-service wealth management, advice, investing, and trading on thinkorswim. Learn more at schwab.com. From BritBox, committed to helping viewers to see it differently with British TV, with new original series.
From the University of Kansas, this is Morning Edition on Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 Lawrence and 90.3 Chanute. Coming up on Morning Edition, after taking a break for his mental health, Scottish singer-songwriter Lewis Capaldi is back with a new EP. Layla will be speaking with him about his return to the stage in about 10 minutes.
Support for KPR comes from the Noto Arts District, presenting winter celebrations with horse-drawn wagon rides, hot cocoa, annual light ceremony, and more. Open to the public November 29th in Redbud Park in Topeka, 2 to 8 p.m. Information at explorenoto.org.
Weather forecast for today: could see some patchy fog this morning. Otherwise, it should be a sunny day with high temperatures this afternoon near 64 degrees. In Lawrence right now, partly cloudy, 51. Topeka's mostly clear, 48 degrees. Atchison mostly clear, 46 degrees. The time is 6:44.
Every day, NPR goes straight to the news source, whether we're tapping the knowledge of NPR network colleagues.
Joe Shaneman is host of Nevada Public Radio's morning talk show, State of Nevada. He is here to host.
Or checking in with NPR foreign correspondents with deep expertise.
Joining us now to talk about all this is NPR's Joanna Kakissa. She's in Kyiv, Ukraine's capital. Good morning, Joanna.
Unpack the headlines, stay connected, stay informed. This is NPR. Good morning, I'm Amy Martinez. Britain's Royal Mint is enshrining Freddie Mercury in coin. Starting at about $24, the coin features his signature, an image of him holding a microphone, his head thrown back, and a stave around the coin representing his 4-octave range. The coin is out today, and it's meant to celebrate 40 years since Queen's 1985 Live Aid concert. It's Morning Edition.
Support for NPR comes from this station. And from Uma, a cloud-based phone service for any size business, with an automated virtual receptionist, video meetings, and other features to connect to customers and coworkers anywhere. At uma.com/NPR. From Americans United for Separation of Church and State. Since 1946, AU has supported the First Amendment right of freedom of religion. More at au.org. And from the sustaining members of this NPR station.
This is Morning Edition on Kansas Public Radio. Good morning, I'm Matthew Algio. Rural residents in Kansas not only struggle to find health care, but afterwards struggle to pay for it, especially if they don't have insurance. That has led some hospitals to sue more patients over unpaid bills, often for small amounts of money. Kaylin Moore of the Kansas News Service reports.
Small-town residents in Kansas consider themselves lucky if they have access to a hospital. But that luck might run out if they get behind on their medical bills. That's because rural Kansas hospitals are routinely suing patients for small sums of money over the past several years. That's what happened to Sarah Miller's husband one night while eating dinner in Medicine Lodge. It costs a hospital $70 to $100 in attorney fees. But like rural hospitals, many residents are also struggling financially. If they don't show up for court or can't pay, it is taken out of their paychecks. For the Kansas News Service, I'm Kaylin Moore in Liberal.
Blaze Mesa of The Beacon contributed to this story. The Kansas News Service is a joint effort of Kansas Public Radio, KCUR, KMUW, and High Plains Public Radio. You can find more in this story at our website, kansaspublicradio.org. You're listening to Morning Edition on Kansas Public Radio. Glad you're with us on this Tuesday morning. Coming up in about 10 minutes, we've got the latest news from NPR and from the KPR newsroom. Weather forecast for today: some patchy morning fog, otherwise sunny skies today. Highs near 64 degrees. That's about 10 degrees above normal for this time of year. Not too windy. Winds light out of the west, becoming northwest, just 5 to 10 miles an hour later this morning. Tonight, increasing clouds with a low around 39. Tomorrow, some patchy morning fog, otherwise partly sunny with a high near 62. Taking a peek ahead to later in the week, Thursday, Friday, there's a chance of rain. Saturday and Sunday, though, look nice. Right now in Lawrence, partly cloudy, 50 degrees. Topeka, mostly clear, 47. Manhattan, clear, 44 degrees. It's 9 minutes before 7. Walking circles round the room.
This month's KPR Community Spotlight's on Good Shepherd Home Care and Hospice, serving the Manhattan area for over 45 years with end-of-life care to all, regardless of insurance status or ability to pay. More details at goodshepherdhh.org.
You're listening to Morning Edition on Kansas Public Radio, coming to you from the University of Kansas. KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1, Olsburg Junction City 91.3, KANQ Chanute 90.3, and online all the time at kansaspublicradio.org. Up next, the latest news from NPR, the latest news from KPR, and a complete look at your KPR weather forecast. It's 7 o'clock.
Good morning. Subprime mortgage crash, and was a central figure in the book The Big Short. Burry recently revealed that his asset management company is betting against NVIDIA. He wrote on X, "Sometimes we see bubbles." Bobby Allen, NPR News.
You're listening to NPR News from Washington.
For KPR News, I'm Matthew Algio. A man from Uzbekistan has been arrested in Kansas for allegedly belonging to a terrorist organization in his home country. The Department of Homeland Security announced the arrest on Monday, but offered scant details. In a press release, the department says the 31-year-old man is a, quote, criminal illegal alien. DHS says he was arrested in Kansas, but gives no precise location. Uzbekistan is an authoritarian state in Central Asia, widely criticized for human rights abuses. Many Kansans who purchase health insurance through the Affordable Care Act marketplace are seeing big premium increases. That's because federal tax credits are set to expire at the end of the year. Beck Shackelford-Wanganga reports.
Around 200,000 Kansans use the ACA marketplace. Whether or not to extend the premium subsidies was at the center of the government shutdown. Lawmakers haven't yet made plans to extend them. Meg Hereford, owner of Lady Bird Diner in Lawrence, says she expected coverage costs for her and her husband to double for 2026. She says instead it quadrupled. Hereford says the health of her small business depends on her health.
I think, you know, I'm one of many, many small business owners who's probably having this conversation right now. Like, what are we going to do?
Hereford says she's hopeful the tax credit will be extended in time, but for now, she plans on going without insurance. For the Kansas News Service, I'm Beck Shackelford-Wanganga.
Term-limited Kansas Governor Laura Kelly has endorsed state senator and fellow Democrat Ethan Corson in his campaign to succeed her. Kelly praised Corson when he launched his campaign in July, but had previously stopped short of endorsing anyone. In a campaign video, Kelly says Corson shares the bipartisan appeal that has allowed her to win and retain the governorship.
Ethan is a true middle-of-the-road candidate who will attract that same broad base of support that is necessary to win, but also to then govern effectively.
State Senator Cindy Holscher and Marty Tooley are also seeking the Democratic nomination. 9 candidates have filed in the Republican primary. Election officials in Douglas County say turnout for the November 4th election was 26.7%. County Clerk Jamie Hsu told the Lawrence Journal-World that figure is very much in line with past city commission and school board races. Douglas County voters cast 21,459 ballots. Weather forecast for today: some patchy morning fog, otherwise sunny skies. High temperatures this afternoon near 64 degrees. Not too windy. Light west wind becoming northwest, 5 to 10 miles an hour. Tonight, increasing clouds with a low around 39. Tomorrow, again, some patchy fog in the morning, otherwise partly sunny with highs tomorrow near 62 degrees. What do we have in Lawrence right now? Partly cloudy skies, 50 degrees. Topeka, mostly clear, 47 degrees. This is Morning Edition on Kansas Public Radio.
Support for NPR comes from NPR State.
Forced displacement.
The Security Council resolution only alludes to the possibility of a pathway to Palestinian statehood. Russia's ambassador, Vasily Nebenzia, had proposed a different draft, but backed down and abstained in the vote, along with China. Nebenzia says the main thing is that this document should not become a smokescreen for what he calls unbridled experiments by the U.S. and Israel in controlling Gaza, and that this does not become the death knell of a two-state solution. Hamas rejected what it called an international trusteeship that's being imposed on the Gaza Strip and said an international force should be neutral and not turned into a party to the conflict. Israel's ambassador says his country will make sure that Hamas is demilitarized and no longer poses a threat. Michelle Kellerman, NPR News, the State Department.
This is NPR News.
KPR's Community Spotlight program values organizations that share our commitment to the arts, education, health, well-being, sustainability, and diversity of the areas we serve, and will highlight a nonprofit each month using KPR's airwaves, applications at kansaspublicradio.org.
Serving you since 1952, we are Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 Lawrence and 89.7 Emporia. Coming up on Morning Edition, rural residents in Kansas not only struggle to find health care, but afterwards struggle to afford it. That has led to hospitals suing more patients over unpaid bills, often for small amounts of money.
They definitely go about it kind of more like a bully than like a neighbor.
Coming up in about 20 minutes on Morning Edition, Kansas hospitals that sue their patients. College basketball last night, the K-State men defeated Tulsa 84-83. Weather forecast for today, sunny skies, highs this afternoon near 64 degrees, winds out of the northwest just 5 to 10 miles an hour. Tonight, increasing clouds, low around 39. Tomorrow, some patchy morning fog, otherwise partly sunny, highs tomorrow around 62 degrees. We're still seeing daytime highs 8 to 10 degrees above normal for this time of year. Right now in Lawrence, partly cloudy and 50 degrees.
I'm Tim Franks, host of BBC NewsHour. Coming up today, the boss of Google on the dangers of an AI stock market bubble, a major UN vote on Gaza, China's banks on the prowl, and spice warnings in restaurants.
BBC NewsHour begins at 9, right after Morning Edition. You can hear it on KPR2. The time, 7:21.
Support for NPR.
Could updates to trucks, like cameras and driver assist technology, make long hauls more comfortable and keep drivers around for longer?
I would say that this truck's easier to drive than most cars nowadays.
I'm Scott Detrow. We lift up the hood on the future of trucking on All Things Considered from NPR News.
Keep on trucking with All Things Considered. It begins at 3 o'clock this afternoon right here on Kansas Public Radio. Up next on KPR's Morning Edition, the latest news from NPR, from KPR. Also a complete look at your KPR weather forecast. Right now in Lawrence, partly cloudy, 50 degrees, Topeka sunny skies, and 46 degrees. It's 7:30.
Danielle Bensky is a survivor of Epstein.
I work with a lot of teenagers that were the same age that I was at that time. And I look at their faces, and I look at how young they are, and I just want to be an advocate for change for them. I want to make the world safer for them.
She was speaking to ABC News in Washington. President Trump is urging Republicans to vote yes on releasing the files after previously declining to do so. The acting head of the Federal Emergency Management Agency is resigning 6 months after taking charge of FEMA. Here's NPR's Lauren Sommer.
David Richardson took over FEMA at a time of turmoil for the agency. President Trump has said he wants FEMA to be eliminated as it exists today and wants states to take over preparation for disasters like hurricanes and wildfires. Richardson was criticized by lawmakers after the deadly floods in Texas this summer for not being more available as a disaster unfolded. In a statement, FEMA thanked Richardson for his service and says the agency is anticipating a report from a FEMA review council soon, which will recommend how the agency should be restructured. Lauren Sommer, NPR News.
This is NPR News.
For KPR News, I'm Matthew Algio. The victim in a Topeka hit and run on Saturday has died, and a suspect who's been arrested now faces charges of involuntary manslaughter. Police say the incident occurred around 6 p.m. at the intersection of Northwest Topeka Boulevard and Paramore Street, where a vehicle struck a pedestrian. Police subsequently identified the driver as 18-year-old Sultan Y. Andemichael. WIBW-TV reports he has been booked into the Shawnee County Jail. Owners of the Arabia Steamboat Museum hope to find a new home for their collection after it leaves Kansas City's River Market next year. As Jody Fortino reports, a spot in eastern Kansas is being considered.
The Museum of Artifacts from the sunken 1850 steamboat has been in Kansas City for more than 30 years. Owners say November 13, 2026 will be its last day after the city said it wanted to redevelop the area. David Hawley is the museum's owner. He says they're exploring options in Marshall Junction, Missouri, and Leavenworth, Kansas.
To be able to find a new home with actually not only a larger parking, but more places to put the artifacts where we have more artifacts so we can display.
Hawley has also located the Malta, a steamboat that sank in 1841. He wants to salvage the boat and add it to the Arabia collection. I'm Jody Fortino.
A new poll finds most residents of Overland Park and Leawood don't want to see the Kansas City Chiefs or Royals move into their communities. Those two cities have been mentioned as possible sites for new stadiums for the teams. The poll commissioned by the Sentinel and conducted by Survey USA found 53% of respondents favored the Royals either staying at the Truman Sports Complex or moving to downtown Kansas City. Half of those surveyed said the Chiefs should stay at Arrowhead Stadium, while 26% prefer to move to Western Wyandotte County. The states of Missouri and Kansas are currently engaged in a tug of war over future homes for the two pro sports franchises, each of which is worth billions of dollars. Weather forecast for today, sunny skies, high temperatures near 64. Sounds like a nice day. Northwest wind just 5 to 10 miles an hour today. Tonight, increasing clouds, lows around 39. Tomorrow, some patchy morning fog. Otherwise, partly sunny with a high near 62. It's 7:34.
Support for NPR comes from this station.
In your arms tonight, I hope you can stand it.
This is NPR News.
Support for KPR comes from the Lead Center, presenting Peabo Bryson, the Golden Touch Tour, celebrating 50 years in music. Saturday, November 22nd, 7:30 p.m. Tickets available at lead.ku.edu.
From the University of Kansas, you are listening to Morning Edition on Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 Lawrence and 99.5 Manhattan. Thanks for joining us. Coming up on Morning Edition, with winter around the corner, millions of Americans are already falling behind on their utility bills. How are households dealing with rising cost pressure? We'll hear more in 10 minutes on the Marketplace Morning Report.
This month's KPR Community Spotlight's on Good Shepherd Home Care and Hospice in Manhattan, providing care in private homes, assisted living centers, nursing homes, or at their own hospice house. More details at goodshepherdhh.org.
Weather forecast for today, sunny skies, highs this afternoon near 64 degrees. Tonight, increasing clouds with a low around 39. Tomorrow, some patchy morning fog, otherwise partly sunny, highs tomorrow near 62. In Lawrence right now, partly cloudy skies, 50 degrees, Topeka sunny, 46 degrees. The time is 7:44.
Hey, it's A. Martinez.
And more to bridge science and the humanities.
And from Eric and Wendy Schmidt, through the Schmidt Family Foundation, working toward a healthy, resilient, secure world for all. On the web at theschmidt.org.
This is Morning Edition on Kansas Public Radio. Good morning, I'm Matthew Algio. Rural residents in Kansas not only struggle to find health care, but afterwards struggle to pay for it, especially if they don't have insurance. That has led to hospitals suing more patients over unpaid bills, often for small amounts of money. Kaylin Moore of the Kansas News Service reports.
Small-town residents in Kansas consider themselves lucky hospitals. He says from his experience, it makes financial sense.
The smaller bills are probably the easier ones for everyone to pay and to collect.
By the time Butler files the case, the patient should have had 240 days to pay. And to collect those bills, it usually only costs a hospital $70 to $100 in attorney fees. But like rural hospitals, many residents are also struggling financially. If they don't show up for court or can't pay, it is taken out of their paychecks. For the Kansas News Service, I'm Kaylin Moore in Liberal.
Blaise Mesa of The Beacon contributed to this report. The Kansas News Service is a joint effort of Kansas Public Radio, KCUR, KMUW, and High Plains Public Radio. You can find more on this story at our website, kansaspublicradio.org.
Support for KPR comes from Audio Reader, now accepting donations of audio equipment, vinyl records, and more for their audio sales. More information on Audio Reader services and how to donate at reader.ku.edu.
Up next on Morning Edition, the Marketplace Morning Report. Coming up in 10 minutes, the latest news from NPR and the KPR newsroom. Coming up on Saturday, December 13th, it's KPR's Big Band Christmas. If you've not yet purchased your tickets, you better hurry. Last year it sold out. Tickets are on sale at Ticketmaster.com and Liberty Hall, made possible in part by Dr. Stephen H. Chronister, Healing Smiles of Topeka. Again, KPR's Big Band Christmas, Saturday, December 13th.
Support for KPR comes from the Topeka Zoo, hosting Cookies with Claws, Saturday, December 6, 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. Cookie decorating, Santa photos, giraffe feeding, and more. Full list of activities and tickets at topekazoo.org.
Forecast for today, sunny skies, highs this afternoon near 64 degrees. It's 9 minutes before 8.
The world, Ashley Rodriguez, Ariana Rosas, and Erica Soderstrom. Our senior producer is Alex Schroeder. Our supervising senior producer is Meredith Gerritsen-Morby. And in New York, I'm Sabri Benishore with the Marketplace Morning Report. From APM, American Public Media.
We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas. KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1 Oldsburg Junction City 91.3, KANQ Chanute 90.3, K210CR in Atchison 89.9, and K258BT in Manhattan at 99.5. Weather forecast for today, sunny skies, highs this afternoon near 64 degrees. Up next on Morning Edition, latest news from NPR and the KPR newsroom. It's 8 o'clock.
There of two.
I don't care what nobody says, you have to be super mom with assistance. It takes a village.
Most of the 12,000 households who have applied in the last 2 weeks, including Simpson, have yet to receive any help. For NPR News, I'm Cynthia Abrams in Nashville.
You're listening to NPR.
For KPR News, I'm Matthew Algio. A man from Uzbekistan has been arrested in Kansas for allegedly belonging to a terrorist organization in his home country. The Department of Homeland Security announced the arrest on Monday, but offered scant details. In a press release, the department says the 31-year-old man is a, quote, criminal illegal alien. DHS says he was arrested in Kansas, but gives no precise location and does not identify the terrorist organization to which he allegedly belongs. Uzbekistan is an authoritarian state in Central Asia, widely criticized for human rights abuses. Many Kansans who purchase health insurance through the Affordable Care Act marketplace are seeing big premium increases. That's because federal tax credits are set to expire at the end of this year. Beck Shackelford-Wanganga reports.
Around 200,000 Kansans use the ACA marketplace. Whether or not to extend the premium subsidies was up
now, like, what are we going to do?
Hereford says she's hopeful the tax credit will be extended in time, but for now, she plans on going without insurance. For the Kansas News Service, I'm Beck Shackelford-Wanganga.
Term-limited Kansas Governor Laura Kelly has endorsed State Senator and fellow Democrat Ethan Corson in his campaign to succeed her. Kelly praised Corson when he launched his campaign in July, but had previously stopped short of endorsing anyone. In a campaign video, Kelly says Corson shares the bipartisan appeal that has allowed her to win and retain the governorship.
Ethan is a true middle-of-the-road candidate who will attract that same broad base of support that is necessary to win, but also to then govern effectively.
State Senator Cindy Holscher and Marty Tooley are also seeking the Democratic nomination. Nine candidates have filed in the Republican primary. Election officials in Douglas County say turnout for the November 4th election was 26.7%. County Clerk Jamie Hsu told the Lawrence Journal-World that figure is very much in line with past city commission and school board races. Douglas County voters cast 21,459 ballots. Weather forecast for today, sunny skies, high temperatures this afternoon near 64 degrees. Winds out of the northwest, just 5 to 10 miles an hour. Tonight, increasing clouds with a low around 39. Tomorrow, some patchy morning fog, otherwise partly sunny with high temperatures tomorrow around 62 degrees. At the moment in Lawrence, mostly sunny, 50 degrees. The time is 8:07.
Support for NPR comes from
details at LecomptonKansas.com.
From the University of Kansas, you're listening to Morning Edition on Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 Lawrence and 99.5 Manhattan. Glad you're with us. Hope you can keep listening. Coming up in the next half hour of Morning Edition, the U.S. government claims it captured Venezuelan gang members during a September immigration sweep in Chicago. The news site ProPublica examined the backgrounds of those who were arrested.
In all of the records that we found, there were zero mention of any kind of gang affiliation or any other kind of serious threat.
A closer look at that dramatic raid in about 15 minutes. Coming up at 9 o'clock, it's the Classical Morning Show with your classical friend Cordelia Brown. She will be with you until noon. If you're listening to KPR2, coming up at 9, it's news from the BBC. Weather forecast for today, sunny skies, highs this afternoon near 64 degrees, still about 10 degrees above average for this date. Winds not so bad out of the northwest, 5 to 10 miles an hour. Tonight, increasing clouds with a low around 39. Tomorrow, some patchy morning fog, otherwise partly sunny, highs tomorrow near 62 degrees. Looking ahead to later in the week, Thursday, Friday, looks like we'll see some showers. Saturday and Sunday look nice, though. Saturday, mostly sunny, high near 57. Sunday, sunny with a high near 60. But it's only Tuesday. Right now in Lawrence, we have sunny skies, 50 degrees. The time is 8:21.
Support for NPR.
Hot and ready.
Today, one lasagna goes to a working mom with two teenagers. Another to a woman with breast cancer. For NPR News, I'm Macy Lipkin in Sandy, Utah.
This is NPR News.
The U.S. needs more truck drivers. Could updates to trucks, like cameras and driver assist technology, make long hauls more comfortable and keep drivers around for longer?
I would say that this truck's easier to drive than most cars nowadays.
I'm Scott Detrow. We lift up the hood on the future of trucking on All Things Considered from NPR News.
Brian Shotgun on All Things Considered today begins at 3 o'clock on Kansas Public Radio. Up next on KPR's Morning Edition, the latest news from NPR and from the KPR newsroom. Weather forecast for today, pretty nice. Sunny skies, highs near 64 degrees, not too windy either. In Lawrence right now, sunny 50 degrees, Topeka sunny 47. It's 8:30.
The president and prince are also expected to discuss security agreements and efforts to normalize relations with Israel. Franco Ordonez, NPR News, The White House.
This is NPR News.
For KPR News, I'm Matthew Algio. The victim in a Topeka hit and run on Saturday has died, and a suspect who's been arrested now faces charges of involuntary manslaughter. Police say the incident occurred around 6 p.m. at the intersection of Northwest Topeka Boulevard and Paramore Street, where a vehicle struck a pedestrian. Police subsequently identified the driver as 18-year-old Sultan Y. and Michael. WIBW-TV reports he has been booked into the Shawnee County Jail. Owners of the Arabia Steamboat Museum hope to find a new home for their collection after it leaves Kansas City's River Market next year. As Jody Fortino reports, a spot in eastern Kansas is being considered.
The Museum of Artifacts from the sunken 1850 steamboat has been in Kansas City for more than 30 years. Owners say November 13, 2026 will be its last day after the city said it wanted to redevelop the area. David Hawley is the museum's owner. He says they're exploring options in Marshall Junction, Missouri, and Leavenworth, Kansas.
To be able to find a new home with actually not only a larger parking, but more places to put the artifacts, where we have more artifacts that we can display.
Hawley has also located the Malta, a steamboat that sank in 1841. He wants to salvage the boat and add it to the Arabia collection. I'm Jody Fortino.
A new poll finds most residents of Overland Park in Leawood don't want to see the Kansas City Chiefs or Royals move into their communities. Those two cities have been mentioned as possible sites for new stadiums for the teams. The poll commissioned by the Sentinel and conducted by Survey USA found 53% of respondents favored the Royals either staying at the Truman Sports Complex or moving to downtown Kansas City. Half of those surveyed said the Chiefs should stay at Arrowhead Stadium, while 26% prefer to move to Western Wyandotte County. The states of Missouri and Kansas are currently engaged in a tug of war over future homes for the two pro sports franchises. Weather forecast for today, sunny skies, high temperatures this afternoon near 64 degrees, winds out of the northwest, just 5 to 10 miles an hour. Tonight, increasing clouds, low around 39. Tomorrow, patchy morning fog, otherwise partly sunny. Highs tomorrow near 62 degrees. In Lawrence right now, sunny skies and 51 degrees. The time is 8:34.
Support for NPR comes from this station and from Fisher Investments. As a fiduciary, Fisher Investments is obligated to act.
This is NPR News.
Support for KPR comes from Peasley Tech in Lawrence, Kansas. The Peasley Promise offers debt-free career training for local high school students and low-income Douglas County residents. Details and donation information at peasleytech.org/peasleypromise.
From the University of Kansas, you are listening to Morning Edition on Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 Lawrence and 99.5 Manhattan. Coming up at 9 o'clock, the latest news from NPR, followed by the Classical Morning Show with your classical friend Cordelia Brown. Cordelia just emailed me the playlist for this morning, and it is excellent. Don't want to give too much away, but Handel, Schumann, Grieg, Debussy, good stuff on the Classical Morning Show. That's from 9 till noon. If you're listening on KPR2, you can enjoy news from the BBC all day. Probably enjoy the weather today. Sunny skies, high temperatures this afternoon near 64 degrees, northwest wind just 5 to 10 miles an hour. Tonight, increasing clouds, low around 39. Tomorrow, another nice day, some patchy morning fog, otherwise partly sunny, highs tomorrow near 62 degrees. In Lawrence right now, sunny 52, Topeka, sunny skies and 49 degrees. The time is 8:44.
Hi, I'm Mary Louise Kelly at NPR.
This is NPR News.
Support for KPR comes from the University of Kansas, working to address major challenges in disease prevention and treatment, sustainable energy solutions, and more. Information about KU research is at ku.edu.
From the University of Kansas, this is Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 Lawrence and 89.7 Emporia. Coming up on the Classical Afternoon Show today, from noon to 3 on KPR, a feast for the ears in the noon hour, Arthur Honegger's jazzy cello concerto, an assortment of charming trios, and Mozart's Paris Symphony. That's just in the noon hour. Classical music from noon to 3 on KPR. If you're listening to KPR 2, stay tuned for BBC News throughout the day. College basketball last night, the K-State men defeated Tulsa 84-83. Weather forecast for today: sunny skies, high temperatures this afternoon near 64 degrees. Winds not too bad out of the northwest at 5 to 10 miles an hour. Tonight, increasing clouds with a low around 39. Tomorrow, some patchy morning fog, otherwise partly sunny with a high near 62. Looks like some rain's moving in for Thursday and Friday, but things should clear out by the weekend. At the moment, in Lawrence, sunny skies, 52 degrees. Topeka, sunny, 50. Chanute, mostly cloudy, 58 degrees. It's 9 minutes before 9.
Or by calling 785-843-TREE.
Serving you since 1952, we are Kansas Public Radio. From the University of Kansas, KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City 91.3, KANQ Chanute 90.3. Listen online at kansaspublicradio.org or tell your smart speakers to play Kansas Public Radio.
Support for KPR comes from the Raven Bookstore, independently serving the local community for over 30 years. The Raven Bookstore is located at 809 Mass Street in Lawrence or online at ravenbookstore.com.
So glad you could join us for Morning Edition on this Tuesday. Keep listening. Up next, it's news from NPR, followed by the Classical Morning Show with Cordelia Brown. Over on KPR2, it's BBC News throughout the day. Weather forecast for today: sunny skies, highs this afternoon near 64 degrees. That's about 10 degrees above average for this date. Winds out of the northwest, just 5 to 10 miles an hour. Tonight, increasing clouds with a low around 39. Tomorrow starts with some patchy fog in the morning, otherwise partly sunny with a high near 62 degrees. In Lawrence right now, sunny skies, 53 degrees. Topeka, sunny skies and 50 degrees. It's a minute after 9.
Live from NPR.